You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A consumer alert now. Are you sure that Stradivarius violin somebody sold you is authentic? Could be a fake. And then how would you feel? Well, in Vienna, the international demon of rare fiddle fraud is on trial in one of the biggest cases relating to the illicit trade in rare musical instruments. Okay, maybe this is not likely to affect every single one of our listeners, but it's a good yarn anyway. At the heart of this drama, a prominent dealer named Dietmar Machold is accused of defrauding creditors by repeatedly securing bank loans using the same violins and other rare instruments as collateral, and prosecutors say some instruments were also fakes. Joining us now with more on this story is the BBC's Bethany Bell in Vienna. Welcome to the program, Bethany.
Hi.
So someone's blown the whistle on the fiddle defrauder here?
Well, he's in court today. He went bankrupt in 2010. Now, in court today, he admitted to embezzling string instruments, including a Stradivarius violin that dates back to 1727, to pay off his debts. Now, the prosecution told the court that this man became one of the world experts in rare instruments, but it was all built on sand. He lived the life of a rich man. He had a castle here in Austria. He had cars, but it was a facade. Now, Mr. Machold himself said his business had gone up and down. He went bankrupt in 2010. A number of the instruments that he used as kind of collateral for his debts have disappeared, and he said he didn't know where they've all gone to.
And in the city of classical music itself, for this trial to be going on, I gather it's a very high-profile event.
It's a very high-profile case. This guy was regarded as the expert on rare musicians and Stradivarius violins. He had, in his heyday, he had an office in New York, he had one in Vienna, in Tokyo, but now he's accused of having fiddled his numerous creditors for years. There are charges the prosecution has put forward that he has written fake certificates for certain rare musical instruments. There was one that was a cello, which he was accused of having said was worth around $300,000, and the prosecution said it was just worth, you know, a couple of thousand dollars. Now, he denied that charge, and he also said that other instruments which had questionable, which may not be what they appeared to be, he also said that he didn't agree, he'd never said 100% that they were Stradivarius, so that there is some question as to that. But he has admitted the embezzlement, and the trial is expected to go on for a couple more days, and we'll see what the result is.
So in addition to the question of his guilt or innocence, there's also the question of has he sullied the waters and made it impossible to know whether any of these rare instruments are authentic, yes?
Well, it's a question. He was a big expert. He wrote certificates, and different experts may have different opinions to him. What's up here in the court in Vienna is the question of criminal charges relating to his bankruptcy. But it does raise the larger question: when do you believe an expert?
Indeed. Music to my ears, certainly. The BBC's Bethany Bell in Vienna. There's some unraveling to do in the rare musical instrument world. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.